We talked to you the other day in Regina, and you weren't maybe sure how long it might take to get up to speed and get in the lineup. Just a little sooner than you thought, perhaps?
I think so. I think the original plan was to get going to San Jose, but I think with what happened in practice yesterday, I think we had to move up the timeline a little bit.
How is it to come in as a Jet, go to Regina, go through all that, and then lo and behold, your first game's against your former mates?
Yeah, I mean, the last few days or the last week has been very eventful, I guess. A lot of unusual things that happened, but, you know, I'm just excited to finally get to play a meaningful hockey game again. It's been a little while, and like you mentioned, like, last few days, lots of, you know, time on planes and cars and Ubers and, you know, weird things, different practices outdoors. And so now I think finally everything is settling down a bit, and we're getting back to normal hockey life.
You mentioned practice yesterday. Can you just take us through what maybe happened, the collision, I guess, with you and Patrick?
I mean, I think it was like a 3-on-2 drill, and the puck ended up in the corner, and I just skated into the corner, and he went into the boards. Weird, but obviously, I felt terrible about it, but talking to him afterwards, he just reassured me it wasn't from the collision. It was something that was kind of bugging him beforehand, and that was just more of a sign that he should get off the ice. But yeah, obviously, I was, you know, well concerned, but he made sure like it wasn't from that collision.
It's a challenge playing with 7D. Obviously, you're being eased into things, but with 7D, it can be a little tough, right? Because you're not always maybe with the same partner every time.
You know, that's, again, something that's not the norm. I don't even remember the last time I played with 7Ds. I mean, at the World Championships and stuff, you sometimes, depending on which team you're on, you know, you go with 8D, but at least you have the same rhythm. Here, talking to the guys a bit too, like, no one has really played with 7. But at the same time, you know, you just go out there and you take whatever ice time they're going to give you. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, a few shifts left, a few right, you don't know, but you just got to be prepared for anything.
Did you volunteer to play forward if needed tonight? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do whatever it takes to get back into a game. Like I said, it's been a very long time. Obviously, I played preseason and all that, but, you know, to dress up for a game that has some meaning, and I'm just excited to do that.
Do you have any advantage at all that you know most of those guys on the other side?
Quite honestly, like, I don't know how long it's been, 5 or 6 years since it was, I mean, I was part of the Ducks a few days ago, but
yeah,
technically, but it's been quite a while since, you know, I was in that team, and I think there's only like 3-4 guys left. But yeah, I mean, I get to skate with them in the summer with a bunch of those guys, and, you know, they have a pretty fast group. A lot of the younger guys cracking the lineups are, you know, second, third year players are highly skilled and fast. So I think you just got to be prepared for, you know, a lot of speed coming at you.
Before you signed, did you have a regular skate you were with? And was it here? Or
no, I mean, I did everything with the New York Islanders.
Right up to,
and like the way the schedule worked out in New York, I think there was 5 days between games there. So we had like a day off, skated a day off, and then the next day I was on a plane here, didn't skate. And then the day after that was where I got picked up, didn't skate. So then my first skate basically in like 5 days was the outdoor skate. And then you fly out here and, you know, you get a day off. So there just hasn't been many skates, you know, but that's the way it goes. You know, you never know what the next day has to offer. I think that's what I learned over the last few days. So you just do whatever you can with what you have.
I guess you could ever write a book on your life. The last week could be a
couple
chapters.
Yeah, the last week, I think one of the guys in Hollywood wants to give me a call and wants, you know, to have a good script for a movie. I think I can give him a few things, yeah.